Very pleased to welcome to the show now Kellen Moore, quarterback for Boise State. And, of course, he is a quarterback on the North team in the Senior Bowl All-Star game on Saturday. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Well, what's the Senior Bowl experience been like for you? Is this it's an All-Star game, so I know a level of, I don't want to say seriousness is necessarily lacking, but is it more the job fair than it is the actual game that you're thinking about?
It's a unique experience just because I don't think much prepares you for these type of situations, but it's a lot of fun, I think, bottom line. You get to meet a lot of neat people, both scouting and coaching, but at the same time, these teammates you have for a week, and they're guys you watch all year, and now you get a chance to play with them.
And what is it that you come here thinking that you want to show, that you need to show these 32 NFL teams that are, of course, critically evaluating every single thing you're doing out there in practice each day?
Yeah, I think at the end of the day, it's just another opportunity to kind of showcase something, kind of pulls everyone out of their comfort zone. I think all of us, become very comfortable when we're playing in our offensive system in college that, we very much have mastered for 4 or 5 years. And, you pull us in here, new offense, new personnel, and see if it can all come together.
How different, if you could break that down for us. You got the Minnesota Vikings coaching their staff, coaching you and the rest of the North players. And you as the quarterback who has to really just manage this whole thing, what are the major differences between this scheme and what you did at Boise State?
A lot of fun stuff, I think, bottom line. And for the most part, I think with Kirk, Russell, and myself, these are all concepts we've ran before. I mean, I think we were very well prepared in college, and it's just a matter of getting the terminology. And, you want to sound very confident in the huddle, and that comes with, being able to say these things very well. And, you make a couple mistakes, but I think I think we're all feeling very confident and comfortable right now.
That's the thing. You want to, like you say, you're the commander and you've got to be out there and sound confident. Is the terminology drastically, of course, it's probably dramatically different than anything you've done previously.
It's just different ways of saying things. I don't think it's anything longer or stretched out anymore. It's just a matter of, this play being called this.
Can you give me an example of like what would be, give me terminology on one play versus say something you called in college?
It's as simple as just like pivot concept is now Hank, and those sorts of things, just trying to trigger that. And sometimes you revert back and accidentally start stumbling into pivot, and it's like, oh crap, no, that's not what I'm supposed to say. And you just got to feel confident with
it. And the other thing, as a quarterback, it's all about timing and chemistry with receivers. And you work at that, obviously, day after day in college, practice after practice, and want to achieve that. And ultimately, that puts you and the receiver in a comfort zone. Here, it's entirely different. I don't know if you're ever going to get it in a matter of days. So what's the best you hope for, and where are you, only a couple of practices into this with your receivers?
Yeah, I think we're making progress every day, and it's a lot of fun. Obviously, very talented guys, and I think they do a great job coaching us. Obviously, just there's landmarks on the field, and we have to trust each other, and we clean it up as it goes. And later in the week, it'll look pretty nice.
Technique-wise, or mechanics-wise, the technical aspect of this game. Do you come here open to those suggestions, because coaches coach, they see something they could maybe fix or suggest or advise you on, that's what they're going to do. Have you had any of those kinds of encounters that you find helpful, or do you have to tune that out because you're set and doing it a certain way?
I think you got to be very adaptable, and that's the key coming into this. I think one thing most of us coming out of college nowadays is the shotgun situation,
right?
And I think it's one of those deals that in the NFL, it's not necessarily that you have to play under center halftime, and the Patriots are in the gun pretty much the whole game. But it's simply showing that you have that ability and you're capable of doing that, and you're not going to limit an offense.
We're visiting with Kellen Moore, quarterback from Boise State, the North quarterback, one of the North quarterbacks here at the Senior Bowl All-Star Game in Mobile, Alabama, on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. So, Kellen, when we look at your game, and what you come in here with, you're a guy, the book on you is great intelligence, seeing the field, anticipation, and it looked to me like a lot of the routes that you throw in practice, you're putting the ball in a spot where you're counting on that receiver to be.
Yeah, I think a lot of that is what we're working on, and that's why I think it'll continue to improve and get better. And these guys are all very talented. We're all kind of in this fishbowl together and learning this thing on the fly, and So it's fun at the same time, and you really enjoy it.
You know that when you're playing, when you were playing through your collegiate career, that obviously NFL scouts are watching. NFL scouts are going to evaluate every bit of tape that you put out there. But is there any noticeable or more conscious difference for you to be in this setting where the stands are filled with NFL personnel versus the regular old fans, in addition to those video cameras that are capturing every move?
I think bottom line is it's the same deal. You kind of block all that out and just play football. I think really you kind of lose focus of all that stuff.
Yeah, so it doesn't throw
you. You know, I think maybe you walk out on the field before practice and, you know, Pete Carroll or someone's right there, you know. It's neat, but then once I think things get going, you kind of lose focus of all that.
You measured in, you were under 6. What was your exact height, I think, when you came in?
5'11 and 6 something.
Okay.
Whatever 6 is.
And whatever the 6 is. And you weigh,
191.
191, okay. Yeah. So physically, let's talk about the height thing.
Yeah.
That's going to be obviously always a conversation. Is he tall enough? We heard it about Drew Brees. The Browns always, there's always that conversation. Is Colt McCoy tall enough to be a quarterback in the NFL? All this stuff. And you, for the record, by the way, surpassed Colt's winning as the winningest quarterback in NCAA history, and he had that at Texas. Congratulations, you got that.
Thank
at Boise
you.
State. So height hasn't stopped you from those achievements, but you know it's a topic of conversation. How do you deal with that when you know from now till draft day and maybe even beyond that's going to be talked about?
Yeah, I think certainly it's part of an evaluation process, and you know a lot of people have different ways of, you know, emphasizing certain characteristics, and maybe that turns away some teams. It's no problem. I think I went through this from high school to college. Some teams, you know, it was a dividing block, and that's okay. You know, you smile at them and say at the end of the day, you're going to get an opportunity to play. And after that, it's up to you to take advantage of it.
What are some of the things you do to deal with the obvious concern of being able to see the field? Do you have to move to find your passing lanes? Is it structured in your game to cope with any of that?
Yeah, I think it's a lot of that pocket stuff. And, I mean, maybe it's just me being little guy trying to hold up for myself. But it's, you got to be like 6'8 to see over these tackles, to be truthful. And I think all of us are trying to find lanes. And,
yeah,
you know, that's the way you throw the football.
And to sort of equate or project your game to – compare it to somebody in the NFL. Who is it that you sort of look at style-wise, guy you've admired or studied on tape? I mean, I'm guessing an obvious name is going to come up here of one of the all-time great or top quarterbacks, but who is it that if there is a guy that you've really looked at and said, I want to incorporate those types of things into my game, who would that be?
You know, I think it's always just trying to watch all the guys who are so successful and, you know, try and pick out something of that. The obvious comparison is always Drew Brees because of the size factor, and to see him move around the pocket, you know, still be able to throw the ball vertically, you know, it's a lot of fun. And, you know, Tom Brady's always been a great example. I grew up in Washington, so Matt Hasselbeck with Coach Holmgren, and, you know, it's been good.
Sure. And, you know, the other thing with Tom Brady you mentioned, and we know his classic story of being overlooked, low draft pick, 7th round. And one of the things that was mentioned at the combine was that his combine, how much bigger he had to get, how much stronger he had to get, add that weight and strength. And that was a big emphasis that the Patriots had once they had him. Mm-hmm. Do you see that as being something that physically for you that you're not going to add height, but can you add strength? And is that a goal to be stronger? And would that help maybe develop even a stronger arm, throwing the ball with more velocity, all that good stuff?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's a continuous progression. You know, Tom Brady is a great story. I mean, his arm's a lot stronger than when he came into the NFL.
Sure.
And he's bigger, and he's a better quarterback. And I think all of us, we're 23. We got some years to develop,
yeah.
And, you know, we can take advantage of that.
Is there, the hopes, the expectations of this draft, I know there's always a lot of talk about Andrew Luck and certainly Robert Griffin and those names, but your thoughts and along those lines, what are you seeing for yourself?
You know, I really don't know where this venture is going to go. It's a long process, so you kind of take it step by step, enjoy it, and, you know, at the end of the day, someone's going to give you a chance, and you'll love it.
Wish you all the luck in the world. Thank you so much for spending a little time with us. We appreciate it.
All right, thank you very much.
Kellen Moore, Boise State quarterback on the North team, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, brought to you by Madden NFL 12, in stores now, EA Sports. It's in the game.